News.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine in the forecast for today with highs reaching into the upper 40s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 29. On Saturday, at least some partial sunshine there with mid-40s for high temperatures. And looking at your Sunday, good deal sunshine, those highs around 46 degrees. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 25.
Insurance can be complicated. Long policies, strange words, coverage exclusions. Luckily, you live near a Blue Valley insurance agent. We can help you understand what's in your policy and what's not. We'll help you get the coverage that you need, and if there's ever a claim, we're here to help. Get a hold of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for a quote or coverage questions.
Mid-America Network News. Governor-elect Laura Kelly has announced the retention of the Highway Patrol Superintendent and the State Fire Marshal. Colonel Mark Bruce was appointed as the Highway Patrol Superintendent in January of 2015. Bruce has served more than 29 years with the patrol. Doug Jorgensen will continue as the State Fire Marshal. He was appointed in July of 2012. Jorgensen has worked for more than 30 years in law enforcement. Lawmakers are likely to face renewed debate in the upcoming legislative session about how or whether to hold oil and gas companies accountable for property damage caused by earthquakes in Kansas. The Sierra Club says that lawmakers should impose a fee on oil and gas companies to help pay for the damage from earthquakes, but the oil and gas industry says businesses would close and jobs would be lost. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
The Bonner Springs Police Department has identified the man whose body was discovered at the bottom of a railroad car filled with concrete mix. The grim discovery of 44-year-old Dustin Douglas of Topeka was made in September, but authorities said the body was badly decomposed and they were unable to make positive ID until now. KSN reports the Wyandotte County Coroner's Office and a forensic anthropologist determined there were no signs of trauma. The cause of death was determined to be from acute narcotics intoxication. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Sherman County Sheriff's Office are investigating a deadly shooting in Goodland, Kansas. Just after midnight yesterday, the Sherman County Sheriff's Office responded to the report of a shooting and found 21-year-old Zachary Chavez of Tribune suffering from a gunshot wound. He was transported to the hospital where he passed away. A person of interest has been identified and taken into police custody. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most. Plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too. At Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. A former Omaha area high school administrator accused of having sex with a 15-year-old student has been sentenced to prison. A Douglas County judge sentenced Matthew Fed, a former Millard South High School assistant principal, to 18 to 24 years on two counts of first-degree attempted sexual assault of a child. Fed pled no contest to the charges in September. Investigators say the 46-year-old administrator had multiple sexual encounters with a female student. A monthly survey of rural bankers in the Midwestern state suggests the regional economy is growing. The overall index of the Creighton University Rural Main Street Survey for December climbed back up to 54.2, compared with 49.9 in November. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the surveys over the past several months indicate the regional economy is expanding outside of agriculture. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Marcella A. Duas, age 84, of Odell, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment in the Trinity Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Marcella Duas. Evol G. Holdy, age 75, of Palmer, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday with family receiving friends from 5 until 7 at the church. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Evol Oldie. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday conducting mostly routine business. Meals on Wheels in Marysville will be prepared by the Agency on Aging at the Marysville Nutrition Site effective February 1st. It's anticipated that may reduce cost from the current contract rate with Community Memorial Healthcare, which is billing the county $4.25 for meals with a suggested donation of $4 each. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and were advised that ag land values were expected to rise again in 2019. Rebecca Holsch was reappointed to the Washington County Hospital Board. Washington County offices will be closed Monday and Tuesday for Christmas, with county commissioners meeting next Wednesday. Nemaha County Commissioners met Monday. Several local landowners came before the board to discuss development of wind farms in Nemaha County. There are now wind farm leases filed in every township in the county, constituting a total of 54,000 acres leased to a total of 176 individuals. Questions were posed and comments made from several of those present for the discussion. Nemaha County Commissioners will also meet Wednesday due to observance of the Christmas holiday Monday and a Tuesday. KNDY News, time is 7:13. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Tater Tot Casserole, a muffin, Capri Blend, and cottage cheese with peaches. Monday, breakfast casserole, a scone, asparagus, and fresh fruit.
Only a few days until Christmas, but don't panic. Marysville has what you need. Take a stroll through town for holiday eats and treats and find a wide variety of gifts and stocking stuffers for old and young alike. Chamber bucks for shopping our local stores are great tokens of appreciation. Then get a map for Light Up Marysville and vote for your favorite Christmas light displays. Brought to you by the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. Marysville, creativity, culture, community.
season's greetings from Orscheln, your local friendly farm and home store. Come in this Saturday only to receive $25 off of a purchase of $100 or more, or $50 off of a purchase of $200 or more. This deal is for Grow Rewards card members only. Aww. Not a member? No worries, we'd be happy to sign you up.
Yay!
Plus, you'd receive an additional $5 off your purchase. Happy holidays, and thank you for shopping at Orscheln Farm and Home.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Weak high pressure continuing to dominate that weather regime across much of the central portion of the country here for today. Looks to keep conditions fairly quiet, with those temperatures remaining quite mild for this time of year. Looking for upper 40s close to that 50-degree mark for high temperatures, as well as a good deal of sunshine. For tonight, partly cloudy skies there, with lows dropping back into the upper 20s. And looking at the day on Saturday, a weak frontal boundary working on through. Looks to increase those clouds just a bit, but those temperatures still well above average for this time of year, still expecting mid-40s for high temperatures. Lots of sunshine then returning for your Sunday, still expecting mid to upper 40s for highs, and that stretch of dry and mild conditions continues right into your Monday as well, up to the upper 40s. Christmas Day, sunshine, upper 40s, but a mixture of rain and snow Wednesday. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-December 40, record high on this date 67 in 1941. The average low 21, record low was 16 below zero in 1983. Sunset this evening 5:03, sunrise in the morning at 7:38. 27 degrees in Marysville this morning ahead of sunrise. Winds are calm. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of December. Winter officially begins later today. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Get fun and whimsical gifts at South Hill Pottery. Every piece is a handmade, one-of-a-kind piece of art, locally designed and created. The shop may look small, but it's bursting with creativity. Pottery ranges from jewelry to household items to decorative works, including iconic black squirrels. Give the gift of hometown art with South Hill Pottery in downtown Marysville.
Got family and friends over for the holidays? Show them your good taste. Show them Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Bring them down or go pick it up and bring it back home. They also cater for special events. And Bite Me Barbecue gift cards make great stocking stuffers. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Rockets lose more than a game, and Duke grabs a W at the Garden in New York. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, it was a tough night for the Rockets after their winning streak came to an end at 5. They lost in Miami 101-99. They also lose Chris Paul. He left the game with a strained left hamstring, and he's expected to be out for some time. Here's Paul's teammate, James Harden.
That's part of the game. Got to figure it out. My injuries happen. Opportunities for other guys to step up. Keep going.
Harden scored 35 in the loss. Josh Richardson led the way for the Heat with 22. Danilo Gallinari dropped 32 on the Mavericks to snap the Clippers' four-game slide.
As the screen from Harrell. Beautiful lead bounce. That's a Gallinari, a reverse two-hand stuff.
On KLAC, Clippers win 125-121. In college hoops, number 2 Duke used a late run to down number 12 Texas Tech.
Zion the lob! Oh, my goodness! He was 3 feet above the rim to hammer it home.
On Duke Radio, Zion Williamson had 17. The Blue Devils won 69-58. A 10-point halftime deficit, no problem for number 21, Houston.
Kick out to Alley. One more pass. Left wing Brooks. Pump fakes the three. One dribble. Launches a three. Got it. Armani Brooks.
On Houston radio, Armani Brooks dropped in 15 in the second half, and the Cougars outscored Utah State by 20 in the period to win 60-50. To the NHL, the Maple Leafs made short work of the Panthers.
Padre DeMarino in front of the goal. The backhand scores. Johnny Tavares.
On SN 590, John Tavares scored twice. So did Austin Matthews, and Toronto 1-6-1. To college football, the Marshall Thundering Herd had a good night at the Gasparilla Bowl, downing USF 38-20.
The snap, the give to Davis, has the first down. Keon gives a stiff arm. He's loose left. The 10 and the 5. Keon Davis turns it upfield. He takes it in. Touchdown, Herd!
On Marshall Radio, South Florida opened the season with a 7-0 mark and finished with 6 straight losses. Finally, to baseball, second baseman Daniel Murphy has reportedly agreed to a 2-year contract with the Colorado Rockies. Todd Ant.
ABC.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls action. Hanover topped Frankfurt 45-39. Freeman took Southern 44-39. Boys play, Hanover beat Frankfurt 67-33. Freeman topped Southern 65-42. Friday night tip-offs, Axtell at Clifton Clyde. Valley Heights, a makeup game at Donovan West. The Valley Heights-Troy game has been postponed. Dealer O'Dell will host Exeter Milligan. Again, Cole Fredrickson, a guest on the Coach's Corner this evening at about 5:30 on KNDY.
Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated is hoping everyone celebrates this Christmas with family and friends and makes wonderful memories with lots of love and laughter. From everyone here at Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. AHRS Construction asks listeners to send a care package or card with warm wishes for our soldiers serving overseas. Have a Merry Christmas from AHRS Construction in Bern. Over 40 years experience bringing customers' ideas and projects to a reality that meets both their needs and expectations in a timely and economical manner.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. China has bought a second round of U.S. soybeans this month, the first purchases of U.S. soybeans by China since the beginning of the trade war. USDA announcing exporters sold 1.1 million metric tons to China for delivery by August 31st. The sales follow a trade war ceasefire to allow the U.S. and China to discuss a trade agreement of some sort by March of next year. China, the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans, but it halted purchases after implementing a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans in retaliation to U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. China had pledged to begin purchasing U.S. agricultural products following a meeting with the president at the G20 summit. Meanwhile, Trump reportedly seeking to meet with China in January to further advance trade talks. Antibiotic use in livestock dropped 33% between 2016 and 2017, that according to data from the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA's 2017 summary report of antimicrobials sold and distributed for use in food-producing animals documents the decline. The report also found domestic sales and distribution of all medically important antimicrobials decreased 41% since 2015 and also decreased 28% since the first of the year, reported sales in 2009. While sales data does not necessarily reflect actual antimicrobial use, the reduction in sales volume observed in 2016 and 2017 is an indicator that ongoing efforts to support antimicrobial stewardship are having a significant impact, according to the FDA. Federal Watchdog says optimizing how antimicrobial drugs are used and limiting their use to only when necessary to treat, control, or prevent disease will help preserve the effectiveness of the drugs for fighting disease in both humans and animals. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. President Trump signed the 2018 Farm Bill, capping a two-year effort that improves many farm programs but opens the door to expected administration tightening of food stamp work requirements that were too controversial to survive in the bill. Trump, surrounded by Midwest Farm Bureau leaders, including presidents from Illinois and Iowa, AFB President Zippy Duvall and USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue, along with top ag lawmakers, declared the Farm Bill a big win for producers.
It's a bill. It's a great bill for them, so we're honored by it.
The bill strengthens and expands crop insurance and conservation programs, improves the ARC and PLC payment programs, creates a new dairy margin coverage program, and a new foot-and-mouth vaccine bank. It promotes exports, rural broadband research, rural development. It helps with the opioid crisis and allows insurance coverage for industrial hemp. But Senate Democrats kept out of the bill tougher food stamp work requirements passed by House Republicans. House Ag Chair Mike Conaway just before the House passed the final version of the Farm Bill.
It's fair to say that there's been philosophical differences in this conference committee. Despite this, we make common sense reforms that improve the program integrity and work requirements under SNAP, including involving governors in the work requirement waivers so that there's a political accountability, and by reducing state allowances for able-bodied adults without dependents.
But the administration says given the strong economy, it will go further and propose a rule to tighten state SNAP work waivers for able-bodied adults, saving taxpayers an estimated $15 billion over the next decade. The Farm Bill also eased limits on family member co-managers who can receive farm payments. That's a move longtime payment limit sponsor and Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley blamed on Southern farm interests.
This is how far out of control the waste of taxpayers' money has gone.
Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts praised the final bill for providing certainty and predictability to farmers and ranchers. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. The Christmas season is just around the corner. Christmas music fills the air, kids get so excited, people are in a festive mood, and all the decorations are so pretty. It is so easy to get distracted by all the activities that we can forget the real reason for the season. Some 2,000 plus years ago, our Heavenly Father sent His Son to earth to be our Redeemer, as He promised. That's really what it's all about. After all, wise men still seek Him. Now more than ever, we are so blessed to live in a country that we are free to worship our Savior in the church of our choice. We at Schmidt & Sons wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. This is our 52nd year of having the honor to serve you, and we are looking forward to serving you in the years to come. We appreciate your business and friendship throughout the years. We have been blessed through the years, and I hope that you have also. God's blessings on a very Merry Christmas.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. We are just about to the end of the year. Time to wrap it up in terms of the books for 2019. We are just about at the end of the year. Time to wrap it up for the bookkeeping for 2018. And for many farmers, there will be red ink. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
We still have a couple of weeks left in the year, but you probably already know how your farm has done this year. What are the numbers nationwide?
Net cash income and net farm income are both expected to fall from last year.
But USDA chief economist Rob Johansson says the fall will be slightly less than what USDA had projected back in late summer. Why? Direct payments to farmers from Uncle Sam.
Earlier, we had government payments forecast to fall by $2 billion in 2018, and now we have government payments are forecast to rise by $2.1 billion in 2018.
Now, the regular ARC and PLC programs are still paying out less than last year, but
that's offset by increases in disaster payments, some cotton ginning cost share program payments, some wildfire and hurricane indemnity program payments, and then the first round of the market facilitation programs, which are estimated at $4.1 billion.
Those market facilitation payments, of course, are being made to make up for the damage done by the Trump trade strategy. But all of that is not enough to keep up with cost of production.
Production expenses are up by about $14.8 billion compared to last year.
Or about 4%. Production of major crops in general was up this year, of course. So cash receipts were overall up about 1.5%.
Corn is up by 4.1%. Soybeans are up by 4.6%, reflecting higher quantities sold, particularly at the beginning of the year. Wheat is up by 5.1%. And cotton is down by 1% on lower production.
So cash receipts, even though they were the same or a little better than last year, and even though government payments were higher, that is still not enough to offset higher costs, including more and more loan interest expense. All told, rising interest rates and new debt are up 18% in 2018, the fifth year in a row of rising interest expenses, taking net farm income down by 12% for 2018. And at the same time, there's a double whammy.
Farm assets and equity are expected to decline by about 1% following increases over the last 2 years.
And then if you look at farm debt to asset ratios, debt is creeping up the sixth year in a row. And so
10% of crop farms and 6.2% of livestock farms are forecast to be highly or very highly leveraged. That means having debt-to-asset ratios of greater than 40%.
Now, the overall debt-to-asset ratio this year will grow, but by less than 0.5%.
But the increase does indicate growing financial pressures.
back after this.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Happy holidays!
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY. It's 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs around 50, sunshine again today. Could be some clouds moving in Saturday and a scattered chance for showers. Otherwise, seasonal temperatures heading into the weekend.
Mid-America Network Sports. The number of Kansas high school athletes who go on to compete at the state's junior colleges has plummeted since out-of-state roster restrictions were eliminated. The Wichita Eagle reports the number of Kansas football players in the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference has declined by 80%, from 318 in 2016 to just 60%. Before the rule change, Kansas kids made up around 67% of the conference. Now there are more players from Georgia, 114, and from Florida, 90. Kansas kids make up just 11% of the Jayhawk Conference. Willie Merle, the former Kansas State basketball player who was one of two Wildcats with career averages of more than 20 points and 10 rebounds, passed away on December 6th at the age of 78. Morrell played for Kansas State from 1962 to 1964 and went on to play with Denver, Miami, and Kentucky. Our thoughts are with his family. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Year's. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our two-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
In the NBA, it was a tough night for the Houston Rockets. Chris Paul suffered a strained left hamstring in the second quarter of a 101-99 loss to the Heat in Miami. Paul is scheduled to undergo an MRI today, but it'll be a while before he's back on the court. James Harden scored a game-high 35 points on 6 of 14 from beyond the arc, but he was 7 for 23 overall. Last night's other NBA game had the Clippers ending a four-game skid with a 125-121 downing of the Mavericks. In the NFL, Josh Gordon's on-again, off-again NFL career is once again on hold. The NFL says the New England Patriots receiver has been returned to the reserve commissioner suspended list indefinitely for violating the terms of his conditional reinstatement under the league's substance abuse policy. The Panthers have placed outside linebacker Shaq Thompson on injured reserve with a shoulder injury. And the Browns' offensive line coach Bob Wiley broke an ankle during yesterday's practice. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls action. Hanover topped Frankfort 45-39. Freeman took Southern 44-39. Boys play, Hanover beat Frankfort 67-33. Freeman topped Southern 65-42. Friday night tip-offs, Axtell at Clifton Clyde. Valley Heights a makeup game at Donovan West. The Valley Heights Troy game has been postponed. Dealer Odell will host Exeter Milligan. Marysville High wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson will be a guest on the Coach's Corner this evening at about 5:30 on KNDY. His team has won three invitationals and two doodle matches coming into the Christmas break.
You know, we have a really deep team this year. Got a lot of guys that are hungry and have high aspirations and goals for themselves, and they're just getting after it.
Marysville wrestlers have been listed since the preseason polls as the number one team in Class 3A wrestling. Fredrickson says that's nice, but he tells what's important.
You know, we know that rankings are on paper and you got to wrestle the matches. So we like to be recognized and we appreciate the rankings, but ultimately we're looking at February and making sure we're in a good position to win the thing.
Again, Cole Fredrickson, a guest on the Coach's Corner this evening at about 5:30 on KNDY.
Who would have thought the coldest inhabited town on Earth would become a tourist destination? All about extreme tourism and the pole of cold today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 21st, the 355th day of the year. Actor Ray Romano has a birthday, and winter officially arrives today. The solstice occurs this afternoon at 5:23 Eastern Time. Those who have the means often head to warmer latitudes for the winter season, but there's another breed of traveler who has made the coldest inhabited spot on Earth a tourist destination. In the village of Tomtor in northern Siberia, a temperature of 50 below is just an average day. But extreme tourists known as cold hunters have made tourism a thriving industry. The peak of the season is the Winter Festival, which features reindeer races, ice fishing, and dog sledding. We're told the mayor presents visitors with certificates to verify their visit to the Pole of Cold. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Heavenly hosts sing Alleluia.
Savior is born.